What do you think of the eyebrow theory?
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense. Big eyes means that somebody, something, some animal is feeling vulnerable and is sort of like saying, help me. And I think people's instincts are to be very maternal, paternal, and protect something that is vulnerable. So, yeah, I get it. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Have you ever had a dog?
Yeah, I've always had dogs from when I was a child to being an adult. I don't have a dog at the moment, but yeah, I've lived with a lot of dogs.
Do you feel that you were able to communicate with them?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think if you have a dog as a pet, you very easily build up a relationship with it. It understands you and you understand it. And there is very definitely a very strong communication between you and the dog and you. I mean, there are people who have dogs as just animals rather than pets, and I don't think they build up the same relationship. But I think if you have a dog and the dog is in your house and you treat it like another member of the family in a way, then yes, you very definitely build up and establish a very close relationship with it, and you understand their emotions, their feelings, and I think they understand yours as well.
Have you had any other pets?
I had some rabbits when I was very little. And I think we had a budgerigar a long, long time ago. Definitely not the same type of relationship with birds as with soft, furry animals. Rabbits are nice because you can stroke them if you get a nice rabbit and a nice friendly rabbit, but it's not the same as a dog. Dogs are very intelligent. They're very... they have a lot of empathy, I think, with emotions, with people. It makes them a very special type of pet.
Why do you think people keep pets?
I think people like the company. I think it's a very healthy thing to do. I think it's meant to be something that helps to de-stress people, and I think that's very true. Apparently, if you have an animal that you can stroke, so it has to be an animal with fur, the action of stroking an animal helps to de-stress you. And I think that's very true. The fact that you go home to an animal that needs you and depends on you, I think is a very healthy thing. It makes people feel useful. Have a purpose in life. And also animals, they never get cross. They're always happy to see you. Their love is unconditional. And that's lovely. They can make you change out of a bad mood immediately. It's very difficult to be in a bad mood if you've got sort of like, especially in the case of dogs, sort of a dog wagging the tail and looking at you and just wanting to play. So yes, I completely understand why people have pets.
Is it good for animals to be kept as pets?
I think it depends on the animal. There are animals like dogs that have been bred to be pets. Dogs are not wild animals. And although they can survive in the wild, they have to adapt to survive in the wild. So it very definitely depends on the type of animal. I would never have a wild animal as a pet, and I think that's incredibly cruel and something you shouldn't do. And I also think if you have a pet, you need to live a life, have a lifestyle that is compatible with that pet's needs. I think there's a lot of very irresponsible people who have pets because they think it would be nice to have a pet, but they can't actually provide the animal with the lifestyle, the conditions, the exercise, the whatever it is that it needs. And that is not a good idea. So I don't understand people having reptiles or any type of animal that is not bred to be a domestic animal.